A deadly silence. That is how Archbishop Louis Sacco of Kirkuk has described the lack of any news on the whereabouts and well-being of Archbishop Raho, kidnapped over 12 days ago outside a church in Mosul, Iraq. The Chaldean Catholic Archbishop of Mosul suffers from a serious heart condition, and his captors have persistently rejected mediators' requests to speak with him. Today in Kirkuk, 15 Muslim religious leaders gathered in Archbishop Sacco's residence to launch a fresh appeal for Archbishop Raho's release. John Pontifex is spokesperson for Aid to the Church in Need. He has been in constant contact with church leaders in Iraq. He told Emer McCarthy they are saddened by the apparent indifference to this blatant attack on one of the most influential religious figures in Iraq.
They in Iraq have not heard anything from the Archbishop for 10 days. And this is quite against the normal flow of events with kidnappings, which unfortunately are all too common in Iraq. The other problem, of course, is that the kidnappers have raised the ransom. And Archbishop Sacco and Bishop Abuna saying that there's a concern now that it's not really just about money. There's something more going on here, but they can't tell us the full story.
For fear of their own lives, perhaps.
Particularly in the case of Archbishop Louis Sacco, Kirkuk, where he is based, is not that far from Mosul. And we know that the situation in Kirkuk has been bad as well. So there are concerns for him too. Bishop Abuna, speaking this morning, spoke of his horror at the way in which this whole story seems to have been ignored by the media. We hear so much from Iraq, and yet here, almost certainly, the most high-profile action against the Catholic community, against the wider Christian community in Iraq, and it's barely got any coverage at all. And, I mean, I quote him saying, you know, nobody in the West is saying anything about Archbishop Raho. The whole thing is being ignored by everyone except the Holy Father and the Church.
Regarding Archbishop Raho, he has always been a man who spoke about interreligious dialogue, who strove for peace, who strove to protect his flock. What kind of feedback are you getting from the ground?
I've spoken to Bishop Abuna before on this matter, and he said that people are genuinely afraid. If your archbishop has been kidnapped, what hope is there for just a mere mortal?